clarify?
Not awareness.
Ron, because how are the end-of-season reviews playing out for the players?
Yeah, they're a little bit too early at the moment. Obviously, the guys are still pretty pretty upset and pretty gutted. But, yeah, look, we're just the usual discussions around, you know, what went well this year and what didn't, and then, you know, what we can do better next year. So, yeah, obviously, still pretty disappointed from Saturday night.
Is there a clear message as to where you're at and where you have to go?
Yeah, look, I think we made a lot of improvements this year, there's no doubt about that, in a lot of areas, but still not quite good enough, and the fact is we you know, wanted to go all the way and we didn't, and that's what the most disappointing thing is, and we've got some areas that we need to improve on to get there.
Is it too simple to say that result on Saturday night spurs something for next year?
Look, it's I guess everyone's motivated by different things, but there's no doubt that there's going to be a lot of you know, hurt from that, and a lot of a burn that will drive a few players. Is you know, it's probably one of the worst results and worst losses I've ever been involved in, and in a final like that where, you know, we controlled the game for a lot of it, and you know, wasted opportunities, and then to go down in extra time after the siren is pretty hard to cop. So there will be a bit of burn there.
There's no shortage of reviews. How did you feel about president's rather public review of the game?
Look, yeah, Koshy's, as we've said before, he's really passionate about the club, and I think he's come out and said that, you know, some of his comments he was basing on, you know, public opinion and things like that in terms of selection, and then also, you know, about the players' care about the club, and there's no doubt that every player at our club is cares about winning a premiership, and that's all they want, and he knows that, and he saw that after the game when there was tears in the room and a lot of disappointment.
Does it unsettle you guys again that it becomes a public debate as to what he's saying and whether it's relevant or whether he should be saying it?
Look, we've spoken about it, and but we understand Koshy's pretty passionate, and that's sort of where it's at.
Is it helpful?
We've got to talk about it.
What do you say to the players after you hear that sort of stuff? Do you, as a leader, do you go, all right, let's get a bit of perspective?
Yeah, well, we chat about it, and we know that we're all on the same page, and we're all looking for the same outcome, and we know that you know, we all give everything we want every week, and everything we can every week, and we leave everything out on the track, so we know that we're all on the same page.
What about questioning players in terms of sticking to game plan? Because, I mean, you look, like you say, you look at the scenes and the boys in the rooms afterwards, and it didn't look like anyone didn't try or went away from the game plan. When you hear that, you sort of scolded a bit by it.
You probably are a little bit, but we, as I said, we chat as a playing group and discuss that we gave everything we could, and look, Koshy understood that we did give everything. And he's come out and said that, but yeah, and he saw that, yeah, there was a lot of tears in the room.
How much would you like? Do you have to take a message from the players to it? Do you feel a sense that you need to
David?
Yeah.
Look, we've chatted. We openly chat throughout the year, and we have before. And if I have any issues, then I'll raise it with him. And he's the same. If he has issues, he'll speak to me about it. We're pretty open with that.
Have you chatted to him about it since?
Not since, no.
How much would you like Tom Rockliffe in the midfield next year?
He's a pretty good player. I think most clubs would want him. There's no doubt about that. And I guess that's something that you know, the club will look at now. Is there's probably a few players on the market, and that's what happens this time of year. And he's certainly one of them that I guess the club will look at, along with other clubs.
What would he add to the midfield? I mean, he's a pretty handy player. Do you think he'd lift Port Adelaide to the next tier, top four side, or a side that can compete for a flag?
We haven't got him yet, or we I don't even know if we've spoken to him. So, but look, he's a quality player, and you bring a quality player inside, there's no doubt that elevates your side and elevates your midfield if you bring someone like that in.
In terms of going into an off season, we're already talking about free agents coming here. In the past, it hasn't been as desirable a destination in the last few years. obviously bring in big names, Paddy, Charlie.
Yep.
I mean, what does that say about Port Adelaide?
Yeah, look, and we're really proud that you know, we've been able to change that perspective, that, you know, players actually want to come here, and you know, when they do, they actually start to have better careers or better seasons. And we've seen that with Charlie and Paddy, now all Australian ruckman. Polly's another one, and Whitey. They've been not only great players for this club, but they've become really good people, and that's what we're really proud of. And you know, if we can keep attracting players like that, then it's a great sign for the club.
It seems to be the enjoyment level too. In the past, Charlie and Paddy have both had years where they've said, "I've just had enough of footy." But the last couple of years at Port Adelaide, externally anyway, seem to love it. Why is that?
Yeah, look, I think we've got a pretty close group here, and you know, we try to work extremely hard on our craft and try to improve, but we, you know, you're going to enjoy it while you do it as well. And I think that's what we've learnt certainly over the last couple of years. I mean, you try not to have the big ups and downs of you know, your wins and losses. You try and keep a pretty level a level mind with all that, and I think then you stay you know, pretty calm and probably enjoy footy a lot more. And we're pretty lucky to be in this position, to be playing footy and getting paid for it. And so you've got to enjoy it while you can. It doesn't last too long. And I think certainly winning does help your enjoyment. But I guess the big losses, you've got to try and you know, keep a pretty level head.
Because it's gone full circle for Jackson Trengard now, 2011, where he put the first line in the sand here, but now he's got free agency. Have you had a discussion with him, or had any insight from him as to how he's dealing with it?
Oh, look, he's been outstanding. Obviously, with the disappointment of being dropped and playing SANFL for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and then you know, not playing in the final, he's obviously been disappointed. But he's been outstanding the way he's approached it. He's still been a great leader of this club. He's gone out and played some fantastic footy in their SANFL, and I couldn't be more proud of how he's handled everything. And this is footy now. Free agency comes around, and you know, he's got to look at what's best for his, for him and his family. And we respect that. We understand that. And you know, we, as a club, love Jacko, and Jacko absolutely loves the club. So, but he's got to do what's best for him.
Would it be sad to see him go?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, we, as I said, we absolutely love him here, and he loves the club. And as a mate and as a friend, he's a quality person. And it'd certainly be sad to see him go, but he's got to do what's best for him.
And Kenny as well. Kenny, if he signs a multi-year extension, which is in the water, then yeah, that's, it must provide a bit of good stability for the club.
Yeah, look, Kenny's been obviously outstanding at this club, and he's really turned the place around. And you know, for him to hopefully continue to lead the club, it'll be outstanding, and that does provide a lot of stability. And the players absolutely love him, and the fans love him, and the club love him.
Just on Jackson again, sorry. Do you think he'll be here next year?
Look, I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, that's something that, you know, now he's got to make a decision. And as I said, he's got to do what's best for him. And look, we haven't sat down and said, mate, what are you doing? Or and he probably hasn't decided. Obviously, it's up in the air, and he's got to do what's best for him.
Travis, there was a lot of talk about change needed to happen at the end of last year. What do you think you've significantly changed for the better?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest improvement for us was, I think from last year, was the scores off turnover, and I think that was the biggest area we need to focus on. And I think we were second in the comp on for scores for, and second in the comp for scores against, or pretty close to it. And that's a significant improvement from where we were last year. So that's something that you know, we worked on extremely hard and in the off season, and took that into the season. So that's probably a big area of improvement. But now we've got to go to another level again in doing it, probably in the big games and against the best sides, and then probably on the weekend you see that you know, finishing our work, and you know, probably our entries inside 50 still need to grow. So there are probably some areas that now will take us to another level that we need to look at.
How do you feel about the young group? Ken's clearly backing in a new group. What do you think of them and what they could deliver?
Oh, look, it's exciting. And look, I thought they played. Our young guys played a great game on Saturday night, and there is excitement for the future, and we're in a really good place with our young crop coming through, and that's led by you know, Ollie is still really young, and you've also got Sam Palpepper coming in, Dan Houston, Darcy Byrne-Jones, Tom Cleary, like these sort of guys who are low 20s and are now playing majority of footy in the AFL is something pretty special, and playing good footy, and so the club's in really good hands in terms of our young guys coming through.
You sense they're taking an ownership?
Yeah, they are starting to. There's no doubt about that, Roach. They're now starting to play a lot more games in the AFL, start to feel a lot more comfortable, and maturity comes through games of footy, and now they're starting to get that, and now they can start feel like they can start taking ownership, and that's what you want as a club and as leaders. We try and grow them as leaders and trying to take ownership of this group, and that's what they're starting to do and starting to feel a lot more comfortable doing it.
What's to say of Ken that he's backed in? Look, most other coaches would, you know, go with the tried and true and the experience, but he's gone to the other extreme of wanting to back in the youth.
Oh, I think it's a great thing that Ken's able to do, and it's trusting the playing group and trusting the players that come in the side that are going to do their role. And look, they've shown that in the SANFL that they're in really good form to come in and play AFL footy, and then for the coaches to back them and Ken to back them is an outstanding thing to have, and as leaders we feel exactly the same, and it showed on the weekend. We thought that the young guys really stood up.
So was a debate as to whether a season's a pass mark, whether you achieved what you should have achieved?
Where
do you rank it?
Well, we didn't win the premiership, so it's pretty much a disappointing year. I think there's going to be 17 other clubs that are going to feel exactly the same. And that's the way we look at it, and we want the ultimate success, and we haven't got it, so it's disappointing.
So just making finals is not satisfying. We all thought that was the bare minimum that Port Adelaide had to deliver at the start of the year. You've raised the bar even higher.
Oh, there's no doubt that everyone at this club wants a premiership.
Some players hate watching the rest of the season. Some will tune in for all of it. Will you tune in for any more of the games?
I said after the game and 2 days ago that no, I can't watch any more footy, and it hurts. But it's also a good lesson to learn. I think you watch the footy now and you see where the best sides are at, and what they do well. And we love footy, so it's hard not to watch. But it's going to be probably hard to watch. Certainly the West Coast GWS game. But you do get a lot of the lessons out of it and see where you need to improve.
Just to clarify, have you watched back the West Coast Power game? Have you done a review of that person?
Not the whole game. No, there's moments in the game that we've watched back as a leadership group, and little things we could have done better, but no, not the whole game yet.
Is that something you're planning on doing, or letting it kind of sit on ice for a while?
Yeah, well, we will. There's no doubt that we'll look at it and probably feel the hurt again. But also, learn some lessons from the game.
You played against everyone in the league, mate. Who do you think goes on to win from here?
I think the Crows are the best side in the competition at the moment, and they've shown that majority of the year, and they're probably going to be pretty hard to beat. But Sydney are coming, and they're playing some really good footy. So look, probably those two are the two front runners at the moment.
Is it paying to say that about the Crows?
Cross town rivals a little bit, but look, they are playing some outstanding footy, and you've got to give them credit.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, boys. And girls.
Thank you.
Mike,
Steve.